remarks of the President at a luncheon at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy, 20 September 1952.
Mr. President, the Corps of Cadets is greatly honored at your visit, and more particularly with your presence with us here at dinner. On behalf of the Corps, I would like to present a token which we hope may be to you a memento of your visit here to the Academy. Gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Thank you very much. Please be seated. Commandant of the cadets in the review this morning, and my host here, I appreciate most highly this etching of the ship which I am to inspect shortly. The men at this table have offered to make a deal with me to trade it for the Williamsburg. Say to you, however, that don't be fooled by that offer for the simple reason that the Williamsburg can pitch higher and roll further than I think your sailing ship can. I'm trying to find out, and I hope find out before the day's over, if the Navy can still run a sailing ship. I'm not sure about that. I've got my aide looking it up. I have wanted to pay you a visit for some time. The Secretary of the Treasury and I were field artillery captains in the First World War. You know, that's been a long time ago. None of you were on Earth at that time. And he, as the secretary in the cabinet that has control of the Coast Guard, has been trying for more than a year to have me, as President of the United States, pay you a visit. I'm most happy to be here. I've had a very pleasant day, and I expect to have more pleasure as the day goes on. This organization is a great organization. It had the first armed sea force under the government of the United States after it was organized in 1789. I think the Coast Guard started in 1790, if I'm not mistaken, and I understand that that armed Coast Guard organization was made up of cutters. It was sometimes called the cutter service, so they tell me. It was organized by Alexander Hamilton, and he ordered these cutters and said that he wanted the very best that could possibly be obtained, and he was willing to pay as much as $1,500 apiece for them. Now, I was just thinking about one of the ships on which I had the pleasure of coming back from Rio Janeiro with my naval aide in command of it. The name of that ship was the Missouri. And it, if I'm not mistaken, at its launching, at which I attended, my daughter was the sponsor. At that point, it had cost $101 million. Now, people wonder why government has expanded and the cost has increased. I'm giving you those two illustrations to show you why that's the case. We're not living in 1790, and we can't go back to 1790. We've got to go forward with the world. You young gentlemen and the members of the classes at Annapolis and West Point are here and in those two schools for a special purpose. We must have leaders in this great nation of ours, which has now assumed a position of the leader of the free world. The office of the President of the United States is the greatest responsibility in the history of the world. And the office of the President of the United States cannot function unless he can depend upon the leadership of all those services that make up the government of the United States. You're here at this school for the purpose of learning and understanding leadership. And when you come out of this school, you not only will be able to understand leadership, but you'll be better citizens of this great republic. People do not appreciate yet the fact that the responsibility of this nation in the world is the greatest responsibility that has ever come to any nation in the history of the world. I hope that you young gentlemen will study that situation and appreciate just exactly what it means to be a part, and you will be a part of the government. The government is based on just one thing, the sovereignty of the people who are governed. And that sovereignty is every individual in the country. That includes the man who digs ditches. It includes the man who lives on Park Avenue in New York. It includes the man who inhabits the White House at Washington. You're all a part of that government. And that government must assume its responsibility. And I'm happy to be here today and to have had a chance to review your corps and to hear it reported by a certain very high official that the Coast Guard can outmarch the Navy. That remark was made by a very high official in this great state and a naval reserve officer. I have been very much afraid that the naval aide would probably take it up with the Secretary of the Navy and chief of court martial wouldn't be in order, but I'll say to you that pardon him if they convict him of anything, provided they do it before the 20th day of January. I hope that you young men will assume the responsibility which will be yours when you finish this great school. I hope you'll be better citizens for having been here at this school. All of you will no doubt have an opportunity to become officers in the Coast Guard, one of the nation's great services. The Coast Guard and the Secret Service are a part of the Treasury Department. You never hear much about them in headlines and things of that sort, except when there's a disaster of some kind, or when the President himself gets into trouble. And you find the Coast Guard and the Secret Service on the job and doing exactly what they are supposed to do. I was just reading the other day about a Coast Guard icebreaker that has been closer to the pole than any other, in the North Pole than any other ship in delivering food and supplies to a station up there, which is necessary for us to have in that neighborhood. That, my young friends, is what makes this country great. People are perfectly willing to do their duty by the government and do it because it is their duty and not with any hope of personal aggrandizement. I hope that sometime or other, when I become a citizen again and get out of my great white jail, that you may let me take a ride with you on this rocking sailing ship in which you get your training. I appreciate very much this privilege. And I hope that all of you will be successful graduates of this great school.